it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know?
You know? Yeah. Well, that's true. Welcome to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. It's all about the very different ways, platforms, and devices you can use not only to get this terrific program, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is Tittle, the Jefe, Bar, you know, Mr. Bar, the Jefe. Yeah, it's good. Well, whatever you want to call him. And, of course, Jerry Overnight, as well as Wrestling Observer and all the other shows here on the network. Look, we have a lot of fun doing this, but in today's day and age, we have to adapt to you and not the other way around. It used to be you're in your car, boom, there it is. You tune your dial, and away you go. Not so much anymore. You're sitting at your desk working. You're at home working. Maybe you're heading to the gym first because you got a staggered schedule. Maybe you're dropping the kids off. You know what the drill is, you know? You go to the various different platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. It's all there for you. You can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button. There we are. Bang. Right away. It's a beautiful thing. And you can see all the various different interviews that we do, both in the current and in the past. Something maybe you missed that intrigues your interest. You want to check that out. It's right there for you. Most important to us, the American Forces Radio Network. It's a long relationship that we have, started by the Jefe. And, you know, we've been going down to Army, Navy now, whether it's in Baltimore or Philly, for the last few years. We're going to continue doing that. We really respect those kids. They're out there every single day laying it on the line for us, and they give me the right to talk about any subject that I want to talk about on the air without interruption, without worrying about somebody stomping down the door because I said something that ticked somebody off. We love those kids for it. We hope it gives them a little bit of a taste of home. We're going to step out. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Yeah, it does. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today. Boy, am I feeling better. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we got a nice show in front of us today. Glenn Robinson III. In hour two to tip off hour two to give us a little NBA preview and talk to us a little bit about what's going on with him right now. And, you know, the game is tonight. We'll see who shows up, who doesn't show up, who plays, who doesn't play. It's funny when you get into these situations, the air is kind of out of the balloon, as it were. And it makes it difficult to get psyched for this game when you're down 3-0 and you know, look, it's they're now starting to nitpick as far as you know, whose fault it is and all this stuff. They're blaming Ty Lue, they're blaming LeBron for passing the ball to Korver in the clutch, and you know, fatigue and everything else. Look, it comes down to this. Golden State is just the better team. It's as simple as that. And for all of LeBron's greatness, and it is greatness, there's just, you know, they don't have the weapons to deal with it. You know, can they do the impossible? Yeah, theoretically, sure they could. Realistically, no, they won't. They could win tonight. I don't think they will. I think they're going to get swept out. You know, and the usual arguments from the usual idiots. Well, you know, you can't be considered the greatest if you get swept. And well, yeah, you can, actually, if it's 1-4. And that's kind of what it's coming down to. You know, sorry there, prognosticators and commentators. And I would say something else, but it's a family show. You know, do I think LeBron is the greatest of all time? No, I think he's third. Okay. It's you know, it's Michael, it's Kareem. And it's a toss up between Magic, Bill Russell, and LeBron. And guess what? That's you know, this is all these people can find to talk about is, you know, well, he's the greatest. No, he's not the greatest. He is the greatest. No, he is the greatest. I'm going to pull your hair. You pull my hair if I had hair. I got a nice bald spot. I still have hair, though. It's more on the silver side than anything else these days, but I still have hair. It's just for people who can't find anything better to talk about in these circumstances. What I would rather explore is what's going to happen after this series. You know, is there blame to be put around? Does Ty Lue lose his job? That would be a relevant question. I don't think he should, but he might. Does LeBron look for greener pastures? Does LeBron you know, insist on roster changes in order to stick around. You know, those are questions that I think I'd be asking. You know, my favorite website when it comes to the contracts is SpotTrack. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. He's got debt out. He's obligated next year. And after that, he can go bye-bye. He can do the opt-out. He's unrestricted in 2019. So they got him next year. So those are the questions that end up getting raised. And look, we're shoveling dirt on a breathing corpse, which isn't fair in itself. But, you know, to be fair about it, they're not going to come back from this. And, you know, so be it. It's just, this is the way it goes sometimes. You can't win them all, as the saying goes. So, you know, what happens from here going forward? And, you know, again, after the pulse is officially gone, we'll pick it up and explore it a little more. But I'll raise those couple of questions and let's explore them a little bit. You know, does Ty Lue fall on the sword? He shouldn't. I mean, and neither should the GM. They did as good a job of putting a team together as they could have possibly done. They're better than every other team in the league, sans one. Okay. You know, not everybody gets the ring. Everybody else gets a participation trophy. And Cleveland fans aren't going to want to hear that, but that's the reality of life. That's the way it's going to go down. This particular version of this particular team. Now, what do you do from here? You know, I've heard talk about bringing Carmelo in. Carmelo doesn't fit on this team. Not unless you're going to go completely small and play him in Kevin Love's position. Who would you rather have at this point in your careers? Kevin Love or Carmelo Anthony? Kevin Love's the better player. Do you make the focus of the team Kyrie Irving? Not yet. LeBron's still in his prime. What you need to do is get a second shooter at the two-guard position because J.R. Smith is not good enough. He should be on this team, but he should be coming off the bench. Try to deal with that in the draft or via free agency, although you don't have much room in free agency. And I mean, unfortunately, that's, you know, that's their reality. That's what they can deal with. Other than that, you know, there's not much to be done. I mean, what direction can you take it in if you're Cleveland? You don't even have a first round pick. You're going to have to trade in. But there's players out there. I mean, you know, there's shooters. I mean, assuming you could get, I don't know, one of Portland's draft picks for the sake of discussion. Who would you have to trade to get them? I don't know the answer to that question. Do you trade in to get a second-round pick from somebody? You move a fringe player to get a second-round pick? Yeah, maybe. If you're targeting one guy. You could do that. And there's shooting guards there. There's guys like Donovan Mitchell, Terrence Ferguson. Luke Kennard comes to mind, but I think he's going to go a little earlier than what people think. You know, where is that answer? Is it out there in the free agent market? Maybe. I suppose it could be. But, you know, this is a team with one minor flaw. They're just not quite as good as the team that's going to win the NBA championship. Got to deal with it. And LeBron's window is closing. And, I, you know, I don't care all this GOAT conversation. It's nonsense. It's fodder for talk show radio. It means absolutely nothing. It's boring as hell. You can get it on 55 stations around the country. If that's what interests you, go get it. If not, come back here after the break. We tap on the brakes. We step out for this short little commercial moment.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Glenn Robinson III in hour two. We'll have some fun with that. Yeah, you know, again, talking NBA here. There's not much to preview in the game, and we'll go over some of this with Glenn. But honestly, they're going to have some level of breakdown Cleveland is from Golden State in order to win the basketball game. They're going to have Draymond Green lose his mind, which is certainly a possibility, injury to somebody. But barring that, they're not going to win this series. And it's okay. I mean, it's not okay if you're a Cleveland fan, and it's certainly not okay if you're a competitor. I mean, you know, if you're a Cleveland Cavalier, no, it's not okay. And it's certainly not okay to get swept. But they're just flat out, the Dubs are just flat out the better team. That's it. Case closed. How do you counter that going forward? I don't know. Next year, will there be a contentment with the Dubs? Will there be some level of, I want mine, which is a distinct possibility? Everybody subjugated their egos this year in order for the common good. And it's worked thus far. I mean, you can see right now, they have two mission statements here, the Dubs. Win the ring and do it undefeated. And that's going to be pretty damn difficult to stop. And I just honestly don't see any way for this to happen. I mean, we work off of the various different sport pages. And when the headlines on ESPN start with NBA prospect diagnosed with disorder, LeBron, no regrets passing to Korver in the clutch, Kerr, game three victory helped by Cavs fatigue, 4, Ohio artist makes bust of LeBron from lint. Well, you know, you don't have too much going on as far as a legit series. Lint. We're talking about lint. Maybe not so much. Oh, man. Can't make it up. So, Cleveland fans, hang in there. You know, when you go to the game tonight, pound that Budweiser. Don't beat a mistake by the lake. Don't get all stupid. Enjoy the game. Celebrate the team for what it is. Show respect to the Dubs when they win, which they more than likely will. And try to send your team out on a high note. It's not going to be easy. If they're swept, it's not going to be easy. That's going to leave a real bitter taste in your mouth. But don't be stupid. Don't throw objects. Don't show some class. Because this just happens to be one of those teams. And regardless of how it was put together, that's going to be more fodder for conversation. Well, are they really a great team when you can just buy a team and put it together like that? Well, they did it in Miami. Nobody's discrediting any LeBron's teams. They've tried to do it in other places. Clippers tried to do it, just didn't play out that way. Don't forget, they convinced DeAndre Jordan to come back, thinking that, they had their opportunity with their big three to win it. Even Phil tried to do it a little bit here with Rose, Joakim Noah, and Carmelo. One last hurrah as he was getting ready to build a structure underneath with Porzingis. So, look, this is how it is. Enjoy the championship you have. LeBron delivered on exactly what he said he was going to do. It may not happen again for a while. It may not happen again for LeBron. I mean, this is going to be tough for him. 32 years of age. This is when legs start to go on basketball players. Short of joining the Dubs next year, I don't know that he's going to have the opportunity to win another championship. And then it'll be he came up short for Michael. Okay, great. He can play on my team. Wow, it's not a knock on him. Yeah, it is. This is a different time, a different era. I mean, let's put it this way. And this is one of the supposed that I haven't heard out of these commentators. Take LeBron off the Cavaliers and put Michael Jordan on the Cavaliers. Cavaliers going to win this series? Nope. No. Absolutely not. Because the difference between LeBron and Michael is wafer thin. And I don't care what side of the fence you fall on, whether you like Michael better, whether you like LeBron better. I think we could all agree on that. The talent level between the two players is absolutely as thin as it could possibly be on both sides of the ball. So let's just play the hypothetical. We yank down LeBron's shorts, put on Michael's shorts. They beating the Dubs? No. Well, he would have willed it. What, Michael's will is stronger than LeBron's will? I don't think so. As driven as Michael was to win championships, I put LeBron right there trying to win championships. I don't see any less passion coming out of LeBron. I don't see him settling for anything. I don't see him not being as driven, other than the fact he doesn't beat up his teammates in practice. You know, everybody treats it like it's St. Michael. Well, St. LeBron deserves a spot up on that pedestal, too. I'm no apologist for LeBron. You know, he made a couple of bad moves in his career. There's a whole bunch of people in our business can't let go of the decision because that was a bad thing. He disrupted society as a whole. Give me a bleeping break. Seriously. You know, would be absolutely no difference. I am not going to cover the Lynn story. Not going to do it. So my opinion tonight, Cleveland wins. Loses. San Francisco goes home. They celebrate over the weekend, probably Sunday. Jerry will be on one of the parade floats. I'll lick it up. I'd like to be right there next to him. But that's it. Other NBA stuff, good story, bad story. Monty Williams, who's the vice president with the Spurs, vice president of basketball operations, who had such a tragic loss with his wife and child. With his wife, excuse me, not the child. Is the first recipient of the Craig Sager Award, the Sager Strong Award. The award show, they're NBA is finally catching up. They're going to be doing an overall award show, Rookie of the Year, Most Valuable Player, all that kind of good stuff on June 26th on TNT. And he's going to get the first award. That's pretty cool. That's a good thing. I hope, if he wants it, I hope Monty Williams gets another opportunity to coach. Unfortunately, when I predicted his demise in New Orleans, I was right about that. Should have never happened. But I hope he gets another opportunity because I thought he was a real good coach. He was just hamstrung by a real bad roster. And, you know, that's one of those stories. Unfortunately, when his wife got killed in Oklahoma City, it was just a brutal, brutal set of circumstances. And, you know, you want to root for a guy like that. You really do. So much tragedy right there. And only appropriate that he gets the first Craig Sager Award. Another unfortunate story is Jonathan Jean, the NBA draft prospect out of France, 7'2" center. They look like he, it looks like, and it's not confirmed yet, but it certainly appears that he has Marfan syndrome, which is a genetic tissue disorder where continued growth happens. And he was projected to be a number one draft pick, probably somewhere in the 20s. And it's now up in the air. He's 19 years old. They're not going to clear him for future NBA workouts. But his agent and he and his doctors remain hopeful that he can continue his career. If that's the case, God bless him. If not, you know, it happened to that kid from Baylor a few years ago. We're going to tap on the brakes. We'll pick it up right there on the other side.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
I could do that, too. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if you would like to chime in. The NBA is a fickle place in many ways. We talked about how Cleveland has to deal with their situation. You know, you have a prospect, a kid that's 7'2", who, you know, I'm sure once he started growing, his main ambition in life was to get to the National Basketball Association. You know, remember, Isaiah Austin, who got honored by David Stern at the draft in one of the classiest things I've ever seen. And he now is cleared to return to basketball. You know. And it's another good story. You know, 7'1" kid. And, I remember the draft like it was yesterday at the Barclays Center. They put on the NBA cap and I'll be curious to see how it plays out. Don't forget, it's all well and good that he's been cleared, but whether or not a team is willing to take a flyer on him remains to be seen. I mean, there would be all kinds of waivers that would have to be signed. For those of you who don't remember the tragic story of Flo Hyman back in the day, the Olympic volleyball star died. You know, she died on a volleyball court. So it would be something the doctors would have to monitor. It would be something that, NBA teams would have to be comfortable with. According to Austin, he's been getting checked by the doctor and monitoring the heart, and nothing's changed. And he says that he's stable. So that's all well and good. Now, I don't know how the NBA would go about it. Would he re-enter the draft somehow? Would he be a free agent that teams could talk to? I don't know. But, and I misspoke. It wasn't David Stern. It was Adam Silver, who started out that was his first year. He started out very classy. It would be a cool story. It would be a cool story for Jonathan Jean. But, again, let's see how it plays out. One other story which I found kind of interesting was union executives from the four major sports, and I am counting the NHL in this particular instance, which, by the way, when Pittsburgh wins the Stanley Cup, I want the headline to read Crosby, Stills, Nash. Yes, it would be perfect. NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, they've had formal meetings among themselves to discuss the probability of legalized sports gambling. Interesting. And that's a report via the MMQB. It's an interesting article. It shows about how by doing these meetings, they're ready for it. They recognize that there's going to be an effect on the players, on how they're going to be monitored. And, all of this ties into Major League franchises moving to Las Vegas. They're certainly monitoring how it's done overseas, because legalized sports gambling, the sports books in London and throughout Europe are legendary, and it's been over there for decades. Jersey, in an attempt to keep Atlantic City relevant, has done some online stuff. They're trying to incorporate it into the casinos in New Jersey. you know, Nevada is the only state in the country where sports gambling is actually legal. And with the Golden Knights going there in the NHL and the Raiders moving into Oakland somewhere around 2020, you know, they're going to have to deal with it. Adam Silver has come out in favor of legalized sport gambling. So you have a commissioner on board with this. Boy, that would make the old Pete Rose argument moot, wouldn't it? And, you know, an anonymous AFC team owner, and this is according to their article, told MMQB in late March that gambling, you know, the issues, quote unquote, of gambling are a joke at this point in time. And the rationale is that decades ago, yeah, you know, it might have been an issue with the players. Now, it wouldn't be players, and this isn't the AFC guy talking, this is me talking. It wouldn't be with the players that are making money. It'd be with the players that are fringe players and borderline players. You know, could they be gotten to? And as one of the NFC owners said, any one of us can pull our phones out of our pockets and place a bet right now. You know, it's kind of a question of getting the infrastructure in place, and that's a legitimate discussion because it will have to be monitored. But they would also have to come up with language within the agreements between the unions and the leagues that let the players know that, look, there is going to be zero tolerance. If there's even the hint of impropriety, you'll be suspended, you'll go through due process, and then that's it. You'll be out of the league. And I don't really have an issue with it. I mean, you can't ignore the fact that gambling in this country spurs a lot of sports watching in this country. I mean, particularly the two events that stick up, and oddly enough, the consistent one is baseball because of the length of the season. And baseball is bet on every day. You know, my grandfather used to bet on baseball through his local bookie, his beloved Brooklyn Dodgers. You know, a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. And that's usually how it's done. And it's a long season. I mean, it's 162 games. There's plenty of action. But the bigger sports, as far as that goes, as far as dollar amounts, are college basketball and professional football. You know, the thing with professional football, you know, once a week. I mean, in theory, one game per team per week. So the limits are there. I mean, let's not forget, you take it all the way back to the NFL's heyday when they were putting together these panel shows and everything was starting to happen. It was, you know, Brent, Irv, Phyllis George, and Jimmy the Greek. Well, Jimmy the Greek wasn't there for his football expertise as far as X's and O's on the field. He was there for where you should bet your money with your local bookie. So, I mean, even back then, the league was acknowledging what was going on. And ironically enough, Brett Musburger walks away from doing play-by-play for ESPN to go on a Sirius satellite with a betting channel. So, you know, this is going to happen. And to give him credit, and Brett's a nice guy. A lot of people knock him, but he's a nice guy. He's ahead of the curve. He knows what's going to happen here in the next couple of years. And, you know, realistically speaking, there's just too much pie to be shared. And that's what it comes down to. It keeps people interested in the sports. You know, Goodell is against it, which makes it good, more than likely. Now, I mean, I get it. I mean, all kidding aside, I get why he doesn't want to be involved in it. And that's understandable. But it's going to happen. You know, along with merchandising, along with, I mean, you know, you're going to see, and you've already seen it in a couple of sports, but jerseys where, you know, there's some type of advertising patch on it. The same way that golfers, when they're wearing their shirts, have patches on there, and their hats with logos on there. It's going to be on there. They have to maximize the revenue. These players are getting paid tens of millions of dollars, and that's not going away. And in order to be able to keep these sports reasonably affordable, and I do say reasonably in air quotes, they're going to have to make up revenue in other areas. Well, you know, the leagues are going to get involved with how much split they get from the bookies. And the unions are going to want a piece of that. And the players are going to want a piece of that. And it's understandable. It's going to create a nightmare as far as the legal realities of what can players do, what can they not do. I mean, you're going to see some of that come up with the NHL franchise and with the NFL franchise going to Vegas. You know, when can you go to a casino? Can you go to a casino? Can you walk into a sports book? Can you not walk into a sports book? That's the bridge they haven't even crossed yet, at least in the NFL. They're saying, no, they won't be able to. I mean, let's be real. You're living in Las Vegas. You want to go see Celine Dion, you got to go into a casino. You know, otherwise these NFL players are going to be jumping out of their skin. And that ain't going to happen. That's where we'll finish it up right on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Let's tap on the brakes. Stop the car. Get out. Relieve yourself.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, well, that may be how some of it plays out for some of the players who lose their shirts, but probably not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. And gambling is going to go to Vegas. It's a question of, among other places, legalized sports gambling, I should say. Rephrase myself there. But, you know, unions will have to get in line with ownership. I think it's smart that the unions are getting ahead of this because they're always ahead of the owners anyway. And the owners, if they have not formed a committee, should be doing that. I'd put Jerry Jones right at the top of the list and being in charge of that one. And get some MLB guys and NHL guys and NBA guys and get them on the same page. Because it's coming to a neighborhood near you, believe me when I tell you. Not something they're going to be able to put off. You know? I'm confident of that, and the leagues themselves are so confident of that, that the players' unions are already involved in it. Going to have to be very specific language to keep it from getting dicey. Well, we're going to put a cap on this hour of the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. And when we come back, we're going to have a lot more fun and frivolity here as we will dive back into the world of basketball, among other things, right after this short timeout. So stay tuned for the news and make sure you keep it right here. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.